Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
What do you have that's totally outdated and you refuse to get rid of it? I will not give up my VCR. I use it to record special KS95 shows through the app.
Isn't there technology that basically does all that recording for you that you wouldn't need a VCR?
Yeah, but again, you're old school.
I get it.
You just want to keep it like that. CDs, hundreds and hundreds of CDs. I just cannot part with them. And honestly, that was me. I had like a bunch of the books of CDs that I was going to keep forever. And of course, my husband, like everything, got rid of them.
Well, I mean, they're definitely outdated. I had to put all my dad's music. He didn't know anything about technology. Mm-hmm. So this was back when they had the iPad or iPod Nanos.
Oh, yes.
The best. Dude, I was on a computer for like 4 hours just to get him on, and he couldn't have been more thrilled. He had no idea about it. And then he played it and he's like, everything's on here? You can just play it all?
It is pretty darn cool. Let's say you're outdated, but you refuse to get rid of it. We still have a landline.
Oh.
So does my parents. I don't think my mom will ever get rid of it.
But didn't they say the world is going to go back? You know, it was cut the cord so much like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Now everybody's re-adding cords.
Yeah, I know some people are, but I don't know if it's to like take phone calls. Like, call my house phone, please. Thank you very much.
Then again, it is nice. Like, if like, oh, I can't reach my mom, I can't reach my dad. You know what? I'm going to call the landline and I'll always remember that number.
Right.
I can't get rid of my Care Bear.
Oh.
I've slept with it since I was 6 years old and I'm now 41. What's outdated that I refuse to get rid of? My husband.
And we had one for wife, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the same couple. You're right.
I have so many of my mom's clothes from the 80s and 90s that are outdated, but I love them and think they're so cute since now they're actually vintage.
It's going to come back.
It is
true.
Everything
comes back.
I'm so mad I got rid of all my 90s things in the early 2000s. Like, that is what my daughter is wearing. So, makes me mad. Well, just gives me more reason to hoard other things.
Oh, you have so many clothes.
My large print address book stuffed with return addresses that I cut out from envelopes. Oh, and then the dead people crossed out.
Oh.
I remember my mom having that, though. I think we all do. I have a cooking pot from the 1960s, and I just can't get rid of it because it perfectly seasons popcorn.
Oh, you gotta love that. It's like all the recipe books from your grandmas or your grandpas or whatever. That who's gonna get rid of those? I have my grandmas and they're still amazing.
Mm-hmm. I still have printed out that I remember, like, I don't even know if Google was really the thing. I went on like some random website of a chili recipe and I still have it printed out on paper that I just packed the other day to move here. And I'm like, why? I can find a chili recipe. Just add the ingredients in Google and it'll give me 50 of them.
I know, but if it's the one that was perfect, it's nice to have. What is outdated but you refuse to get rid of? My hairstyle. I've had it for 30 years.
Wow.
I'm about there with you. I've had the same cut, the same no bangs, the same little bouffant.
I disagree. Because when we were on Twin Cities Live the other day, they showed footage of you from like 8 years ago.
Up to 16 years ago.
And I was like, her hair looks completely different now.
Oh, good. Look at me just rolling with the changes.
I mean, but like truly, is it something that you would ever one day wake up and just complete? Because you went dark for a while.
I did. I had 1 year that I was brunette and it was really fun. I loved it. And then I just slowly went back blonde and it's been that way ever since. I don't know. I keep saying I'm going to cut it shoulder length, but then I'm like, I don't have that luxurious, beautiful hair that other people do. So I feel like I just keep it this way. Wait, one more. I have my 2X panties that I keep that I wore during pregnancy. I'm now a size 6. They're full of holes, but they're so comfortable.
Oh, you still wear them for comfort. You got to love that.
Thanks for your secrets.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.